Civilians slaughtered in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There are photographs and witness accounts of hundreds of bodies in the streets at a mass grave in Bucha, Ukraine, discovered after the retreat of Russian troops. President Biden is again calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
We have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight.
Russia's foreign minister, that is, says the massacre was faked as a provocation. A Russian billionaire's yacht is seized by FBI agents in Spain under sanctions in place because of the Ukraine invasion. The president says today that more sanctions are coming. Senate Judiciary Committee's meeting now about the president's Supreme Court nominee. Fox's Jared Halpern's live.
By the end of the week, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is expected to be confirmed as the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Judge Jackson showed us that she's committed to equal justice under the law and ensuring the Constitution works for all Americans.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Dick Durbin ahead of that panel's vote to recommend Jackson, an outcome expected to end in a party line tie.
We need confidence that judges will interpret the law as they're written.
Top committee Republican Chuck Grassley says he does not have that confidence from Jackson. A deadlocked committee will not derail confirmation, with every Senate Democrat and at least one Republican, Susan Collins, already signaling final support. Chris.
Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Thanks. President Obama's back at the White House. Former President Obama's back at the White House tomorrow. His first public appearance there since leaving office in 2017 for an event celebrating the Affordable Care Act he signed into law in 2010. He's accused Twitter of limiting social media free speech. Now Tesla CEO Elon Musk owns 9.2% of the company.
The stock purchase was revealed in a government filing, and neither company has commented publicly. Musk's stake in Twitter is said to be a passive one, but just Musk's presence behind the scenes at the company has changed the perception of Twitter. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida gun makers sending thousands of rifles to Ukraine to help defend against the Russians.
Adams Arms president Jason East says the company is losing nearly $300,000, but the loss is for a good cause.
We're just a passionate group of people. And when liberty or freedom is in jeopardy, then, you know, we take that personally.
The company is sending rifles to the civilians who stayed back to defend Ukraine after East says gun stores in Ukraine sold out almost overnight after the Russian invasion. The U.S. government approved and expedited the shipment, and it's expected to arrive in Ukraine within a month. In Brooksville, Florida, Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
At the Grammy Awards.
Olivia Rodrigo, Silk Sonic, the duo Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and John Batiste all had big nights. Rodrigo picked up Best New Artist and Pop Album for Sour, Silk Sonic Song and Record of the Year with Leave the Door Open, and John Batiste won Album of the Year for We Are.
Starting over.
Chris Stapleton picked up Best Country Album Sound courtesy of the Recording Academy and CBS, and Brothers Osborne won their first Grammy for Younger Me. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
The Masters Golf Tournament starts Thursday in Augusta, Georgia. Tiger Woods is practicing and may or may not play.
Rumors began to circulate last week that the five-time Masters champ would return to competition for the major. He has not played in more than a year after he was seriously injured in a car wreck outside Los Angeles that nearly resulted in doctors amputating his right leg. Woods was spotted Sunday afternoon in the practice area at Augusta National, seeming to hit a full bag of balls while working on his iron game, then his drivers, before proceeding on to the rest of the course. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Quick check on Wall Street. The Dow is pretty much exactly flat. The S&P is up a bit, so is the NASDAQ. Oil prices are up about 4%. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.